When you first caught wind of this, did your radar go up and go, this is not the craziest idea I've ever heard. This could work.
Well, even before Elliott's report came out, I think someone reported that there was a possibility that it could be played at a non-NHL arena. And that might have been 2 weeks before. And the first time I saw that, my first thought was, well, this is probably the place most well-equipped in North America at a non-NHL arena to do something like this. So when I saw him report that on Sunday night, it kind of was like, you know, like you guys talked about, there's still a lot of hoops to jump through even to get to the point where they're able to play games. However, if they're able to play games and they do want to do it at a neutral site, they do want to do it at a area where there's not a ton of population density, this is probably one of the few places that could handle something like this just because of the arena and, you know, logistically it's set up for something like that.
And is it just one arena that they would play it? Like, or would it be like a fourplex and have multiple games going on at the same time? Because obviously fans not being allowed to watch, seating is not going to be an issue, right?
Yeah, I would think it would be just the main arena. Just speaking for TV-wise, if they want to have a lot of cameras there, the main arena is set up to, you know, plug in and go. And so just for that, I would think they do have a second sheet attached, which my guess would be used for practices and morning skates if there's other things going on the main rink. And, you know, TV-wise, if you stagger the games, that's probably optimal for the NHL to get, you know, the highest number of viewers as possible.
Brad Schlossman is our guest of the Grand Forks Herald. He covers hockey in the state of North Dakota. This is Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And Brad, I mean, you're aware of everything going on. Dana White, the head of the UFC, is speculating that they could be conducting fights on a rented private island. My issue with that is that, of course, you get the fighters over there. You got to make sure the fighters have been quarantined for the two previous weeks. If they've been exposed to anybody, even possibly, who have the virus, that could lead to spread. What we've learned about this virus is that it is just powerful and will move quickly and powerfully through a population, through a community, if it's even introduced by one sole person. So from an infrastructure point of view, give us a sense of the city of Grand Forks, the number of hotel rooms, the dormitories on college or university campuses. Because I think this will take a massive effort, bigger than I think any of us even are thinking of. How could the city handle not just housing all the people who'd be coming in and it would be an influx, but how could the city handle quarantining all of those people?
Yeah, my guess would be and this is total speculation, that they would, you know, block off some entire hotels. Some of the hotels here aren't absolutely massive. Like, we're not talking 50-story buildings here. So there are about 2,400 hotel rooms in the city. There are dorm complexes that they could use. There's one directly across the street from Ralph Engelstad Arena. That's actually where all the players stay. So if this actually happens, maybe some guys can go back to their old dorm room from when they were here and crash there. But there are a number of hotels, and that would be my guess. The arena, it does have a very large kitchen. They're used to making food for 12,000 people. For people that are unfamiliar with the building, it holds about 12,000. It has 48 suites that they cook for. They cook for the team during the week, so they are familiar with sports nutrition and things like that, and that might be something they like. So the players can eat all their pregame, postgame meals right on site there. Buses can pull right underneath the arena, so transportation to the game, there's not a lot of exposure. You can just go right inside from the dorm there, so or the hotel wherever they're staying at. So that would be my guess. Some things that the NHL would like about the arena itself.
The 2005 World Junior Championships were held here, but this is going to be a little bit of a bigger scale. I understand that obviously to put on a World Junior Championships is an event. I was in Moscow in 2001 playing for Team Canada, but do you really believe it is capable to hold an NHL playoff or finish the regular season on a bigger scale like that?
Well, I think for sure. I mean, if you remember the year the World Juniors was here, that was the year the NHL was locked out. So everybody came here. There was no hockey to cover.
Mm-hmm.
They have a basketball arena that's, under one roof, too. They could turn that into, media overflow, media workroom, things like that. There were a lot of options there. What they did for the World Juniors is they have the press box there. The rows in front of the press box were taken out, and that was auxiliary press seating there. They've done that a couple times for big events. So, media speaking, they can handle a very, very large number of media. And in that World Juniors that year, like I said, everybody sent a bunch of people that year, not only because was it in an era where, media was probably doing a little bit better financially and able to send a lot of people, but that was the only game going on in town. And not only that, but, you had, Sidney Crosby, Alexander Ovechkin, Evgeny Malkin. The Canadian team had, Getzlaff, Perry, Weber, Seabrook. I mean, a ton of prospects were at that one, too. That made it extra interesting.
Brad Schlossman is our guest, and he is a hockey reporter with the Grand Forks Herald. You're listening to Leadoff, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Brad, from the people you talk to, whether that be city officials or state officials, anybody else, do you have any kind of sense the degree with which they're taking this possibility seriously?
Well, I think there are so many questions just to get to the point where they're able to play that are unknown. And that's where I'm super skeptical. Can they actually play? If they can, if they do want to do this neutral site, I think this is something that they can pull off here for sure. I just don't know if they're going to get to that point. So we'll find out in the coming months what happens with the disease. The arena as of 2 days ago when this happened. So we're not really far down that road right now.
We appreciate your insight this morning, Brad. And if anything does come of this, we'll certainly reach out. It would be fascinating, and I'm sure, like the rest of us, you're just looking forward to some normalcy and maybe some sports getting back into our lives.
For sure, and for the Leafs fans, Dave Haxtell's 11-0 in playoff series in Grand Forks all time, so maybe they can get that monkey off their back if they come here.
If that's what breaks, if the former University of North Dakota head coach, if that's what breaks the Leafs Stanley Cup drought, Dave Haxtell luck in North Dakota, we'll take it. We'll take it.